B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. Like, I have to give you the number. After yesterday, you've already committed the number to your brain, and you fired away. So let's get to it.
Patriots only scored 17 points, so almost any team in the league should be able to score 18 and win that game. So the game was there for you to have it. Now, when Lane Johnson went out of the game after the third drive, they had scored 10 points. They have 50 yards going into the middle of the fourth quarter. That's horrible.
Yeah. It's horrible. I can't argue with you. It's terrible. And you got to think that the coaching staff would take inventory of that and go, you know what? We only have 50 yards. Let's try something else.
This is the second coming of Andy and McDaniel. Every time Doug starts running the ball, we have success. For some reason, he has to go back to trying to make it the Carson Wentz show and goes away from a working game plan.
Well, he said that it's because they couldn't get chunks on first and second down, which was not really correct because they didn't even try to get chunks on first and second down. They were just throwing the ball.
Is Carson Wentz, is he Matthew Stafford? That's how I take it. He's Matthew Stafford of Detroit.
What does that mean? I need a little more on that. What's that mean? He's Matthew Stafford. He just throws the ball.
Yeah, I guess that he'll never win a playoff game. But
maybe. Is that where he was going? I need more on that.
Yeah, he didn't specify.
You got to flesh that out a little bit.
Carson Rivers? Nope. Carson Stafford? Nah, but getting warmer. Ah, I got it. Carson Dalton. That is our quarterback.
Carson Andy Dalton? No, he's better than Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a rag arm like Dalton.
There's certain guys the Eagles have to part company with. Top of the list is Nelson Aguilar. He cannot come back to South Philly next year. He's the number one guy. He's got to go.
Yeah, well, I think rest assured that he's going to go since he's got a lesser of a contract, so no way he'll be back.
Watch, if Aguilar somehow signs with the Patriots, he's going to do way better than he is doing with the Eagles offense. Just watch.
Wow. God bless him if that happens. But you can't fear that he's going to go somewhere else and succeed. He stinks here. That's what we know.
I don't think Peterson could design a play to get himself out of paper bags, to be honest with you. I mean, some of his play calling, I see better play calling in high school.
He gets way out of a paper bag as play calling?
Yeah, what is play calling?
He mixed that up a little bit. Like, what? Can't coach your way out of a paper bag? What is it? Something like that.
I don't know the actual saying.
What's the paper bag cliche?
I don't know it.
All right.
You can't.
What?
Find his way out of a paper bag.
Why would somebody be in a paper bag?
It's a paper bag is like the cliche, but I can't connect it.
Are you in the paper bag right now?
I want to be in the paper bag. I want to huff.
Yeah,
That's what I want to do.
Carson Wentz is a better athlete than he shows. And I don't know if he's afraid to run. But, Mike, there was instances yesterday where he was back there for 4 or 5 seconds just holding on to the ball. But when he could have took off, maybe picked up 4 or 5 yards. You take what they give you in football.
I agree. And that all comes with instincts. Like internal play clock, get out of the pocket, maybe run, use your legs a little bit. He's just not thinking confidently.
Like, you're complaining about Doug Peterson's play calling yesterday. Why doesn't Wentz audible of these bad play calls?
That's the okay guy.
Yeah, that's the okay guy. That's not really the point, whether he audibles out of it, right? The coach has the responsibility to call better plays.
So I'm dating these two girls. They both live in Philly. I'm going back and forth between them. But then one girl gets up and moves to Jacksonville. And the girl in Philly is okay. But why do I keep thinking about this girl that moved to Jacksonville?
Because you want what you can't have, Dave. First of all, the first part of that story that's disputed is that you were dating two girls.
Well, he's trying to make an analogy.
I didn't really hear past that.
He's making an analogy.
No, he was dating two girls.
Right.
So you stopped listening after that.
Yeah, he was dating. Right. Like, that's got me stopped listening because that's a fib. I can't see Dave, like, running, you know.
Look, we don't know about Dave. We still don't know about Dave.
At the same time, I'm not feeling Dave with that kind of slickness.
I don't know.
It's time to get rid of Howie Roseman, Peterson, Jason Peters, Jenkins, and all these other old geezers getting millions and millions of dollars for playing lousy football. They're done. Let's get younger team in there that's fight, that has energy, instead of geezers that win it in the third quarter. Enough!
I agree with you, but you can't do anything about it now. Like, there's no, you know, you can't go into the pile of young players and just throw them in there at this particular point since we're in November. But next year, yeah.
You think the mountain will ever call with a positive call?
Maybe.
Hey, listen.
Ever?
Maybe they'll like Joe Girardi.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later. All right, we just got offered tickets in-house to Tool or Sarah Bareilles. Tyrone, where are you going?
Tool.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You grabbing Tool?
Yeah. Didn't they have that song, Sober?
No.
Was that them?
No.
What's her face?
No, not Sober.
Tool had that song. I know what song you're talking about.
I don't think you'd know that song.
What? Yeah. Yes. What is it?
It's not Sober.
No, that's not it. But they had that song.
They got a song I like.
Yeah, me too. And I don't like just one sober song.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Stay tuned. The Fanatic Pro Show is live. Brian Westbrook, Devon Gibbons, PJs, and Cherry Hill. And stay tuned for Quick Slants. Could be a really fun Quick Slants on NBC Sports Philly. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.